Have enough
Good morning, good morning, everyone. And we've now reached week 10. Can you believe it? Time has become a weird concept in 2021. It seems to go fast, even though we don't go too far from these Zoom boxes. So today we are going to look at website design and the criteria that you need to have a great website, but the practicality of it. So I've taken your feedback on board from last week, the importance of a website. I did the checklist and I'm going to go through that in detail. The other thing that we're going to do is that we're going to have Lorcan Kinsella from Nova 360 come and show us how all our metrics from every part of digital impact our business. And he'll show us his dashboard. I didn't get him in here to sell. I want you to be able to reflect on everything that you've learned over the past 10 weeks and how it then comes down to your numbers. I've also been reflecting on the tools that you need. Kim got in touch this week about social media management. And I believe that collective licensing is something that you should think about. And having one license that all of you can tap into, from analytics to social media management, to maybe something around content production, again, shared Canva or something like that. And maybe templates would be created there. So that's how I'm thinking, because my mind is now going to implementation, right? And how you, when I leave on my jet plane, but I'm sure I'll get to Loophead before I do that. And when you're, you know, kind of going solo, but I think you'll be part of, you'll still be part of this group as a collective for support. That my legacy will be that you are managing your own digital, okay? And then towards the end, we'll look at PPC and how to set up a PPC account. So that's the plan for today. Let's start with the mentoring for 2021. We need to get the dates in the diary. I circulated the survey and also the updated plan based on our discussions last week. So let me have a look at the numbers. So we had 23 responses. Thank you to those of you who completed it. So it's not a full picture because there's 53 in the group or 52. Let me go down to. So 73% of the 23 said that they would like to avail of the group sessions. And of those that answered the group sessions, community came out top at 45%, followed by activity at 39%, accommodation at 36%, arts, heritage and culture 35%, food and drink 25%, service-based 30%, and then retail 18%. So that's fine, that's okay. And let's go to the one-to-one session. So if 75% said they wanted group sessions, 75% also said they wanted one-to-one. okay, so that's where we are now. I really need the other half of the group to fill that in, and then I can coordinate something, you know, a bit more workable. Hmm? You know, if you're attending the group sessions, you are going to be getting not a one-on-one, but there's going to be maybe about 10 other people in the group. And I will be going through the strategy in every single group. So if you're coming to multiple group sessions, you're going to be hearing the same thing, but there might be slight nuance changes. So that's just to kind of give you a picture for what it is. Let's see, Georgia says, is there any way to be involved in a group session and maybe do a shorter one-to-one? The one-to-ones were planned to be an hour. Not sure, I mean, what do people feel about cutting them to 30 minutes? It's quite short. My only other suggestion, and I know this works because I've done it and I've been a recipient on it, is the open hours, where you literally come and you have a specific question. Because if you're attending the strategy sessions, you're going to be asking me questions anyway, applicable to your business. And then maybe I just have a 3-hour where it's just Q&A. I have no agenda. We need to, at that stage, be putting the onus on you to be asking the questions, you know, related to your business. I think that's a good model, because then people come, because I do this with all the other courses, they come and they ask a particular part about a particular part of their strategy and how it applies to them. So anyway, we don't have the entire numbers there. But if 75% are looking for group sessions and also one-to-one, you know, it's defeating the purpose of that model. And there is 7 group sessions.
Joanne, could I jump in there?
Please.
Yeah, just when I was doing the survey, I had to answer question 5. So I had to indicate I wanted to do a group session, even though I had said no. So I wasn't allowed to complete the survey, to submit my completed survey without hitting that button. That's probably why, if there's more than me that had that issue, that's why we had to answer both questions.
Yeah, and did you hit no though on the one-to-one? You wanted the one-to-one, but you
I
had
the
to
one-to-one.
Answer.
I mean, personally speaking, that was the most attractive thing of the whole course for me, for my business.
Yeah,
I still want it. So to me, that is primary. But the point being, I said no to the group sessions, but I had to pick food and drink to
okay.
Serve it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's messing with your results.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but that's a good point. So okay. What I probably need to do is add no to the group session as an option. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But you know what? If people came to one group session related to their category, and then there were 30 minutes one-to-ones, Martin says if you're a good student, 30 minutes is no problem. okay, Tony, thank you for that. That's definitely probably miscooked the numbers a bit. Anyone else got a bit of feedback on that?
One of the options was, do you want to be in a group session or not? Or maybe, I don't know. I was in the I don't know section. So I'm happy to go to the group sessions, but you know, just whatever, I might ask you a few questions. So you know what I mean? Because you learn anyway, do you know? I don't want to be hogging people's time anyway, you know, because it's a lot of people who are a lot more ready to go than me. Do you know, that kind of a way? Yeah.
So let me bring up the timetable.
I think reverse engineering it a bit, Joanne, there's definitely a desire that everyone gets kind of a one-on-one with you for their digital marketing strategy. That's definitely one of the big requests from people.
Okay, so let me go to the updated timetable.
I think if a lot of us had to choose, it would be one-to-one.
Okay. So we can see that. The 6th of January, first week back in 2021, I'm going to be going through the strategy template in detail. The group sessions then are going to be a repeat of the first digital marketing strategy session with slight nuances. So if you attended the first one, and then 4 or 5, I would be repeating it over and over. And the reason for the group session is that, again, those nuances and questions from you based on specifics around your business. Okay. Combined, there are 40 hours in group and one-to-one. If we cut them to 45 minutes, that gives us an extra what percentage?
Sessions.
Brilliant. Just waiting for somebody to do the maths. So that gives us 50 sessions.
It would be really helpful for you, Joanne, if you knew exactly how many people wanted the 1 hour session.
Yeah.
Because you'll find a lot won't, because they're in groups. So you need to find that out now.
Yeah, that's probably the point. Would you agree that if I knew how many wanted a one-to-one, and we start with that because that was the promise, John, as you said, you know.
And also, I mean, quite a few businesses have two people, so it'd be two of the 52. Like, say for example, Astonico, there's me and Nuala, so that's actually two, not so it's potentially not 52.
Yes.
Even if it was, so it'd be, you know, sort of, it's per business rather than per person, or per activity rather than per person.
Yeah. Okay. So next steps then, I guess, I just maybe put a note into the WhatsApp group and ask people to fill out the survey. I mean, I could update it and start again, or I can take what I have, because I have everybody's details of who filled it out.
Yeah, maybe ask people to actually, for the one-to-one, so it's DTI with a particular activity, ask them to name the people for their activity, for their business, or for their, you know, whatever it is. So say Stella, it's Martin and whoever else from the Stella. And so you'll actually know how many one-to-ones you
do. You know need. What I'll do? I'm going to put that in a Google spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. And then people can add to it. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. We're identifying people against sessions.
Yeah. Your final numbers are crucial, Joanne, anyway.
They are, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Are we happy with the group sessions to keep those? We have a bit of time before the one-to-one and the group, but if you look at the first four here, that buys us time.
Yeah. Yeah, and the seven groups, if you need a bit more time, you might need the whole seven.
No, not it's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be repetitive. You know, you're not going to learn a whole bunch more. And I think this first session should clarify it.
You could break those groups down into four main groups.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would save you 6 hours.
Yeah. And then when we've got two people per business, yeah. I think it'll be fine. I'll do the spreadsheet. People then must assign themselves to a session. What do you think about, I don't know, some people might who really want a 1 hour, you know, that was part of the original brief. I kind of be loath to take 15 minutes off them. Will we stick to the 1 hour for an hour?
Yeah. I'll stick with the 1 hour until we see the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say everybody have the hour, and then afterwards, if there's somebody that really needs some help, maybe they can ask, you know, to be part of your idea of having an open hour for everybody to come and ask questions. I really like that idea, because there's always something you forget, and it might be only just a 5 minute question or even a 2 minute. And then that would give everybody an opportunity, you know, because there's always things that you forget or pop up or new. So I really like that idea.
Yeah, and I have no problem doing that. Like, if we ran out of time, I would far rather, you know, do those 2 hours and me just say, listen, it's open office hours from 9 to 11 on the 25th of February. I'm here. I'll be in this Zoom room. Come in with your questions. So, you know, I'll do that. That's no problem. I think that just will be useful. Okay. Radio. So are we happy with the first four? Can I put them into my diary and put them into your diary and actually put them in the Learning Hub? I will now create a new section in the Learning Hub called mentoring. Okay. And then under mentoring, you're going to find then the classes. Okay. Okay. Everyone happy with that? Those four sessions are going in our diaries then. The digital marketing strategy template, podcasting masterclass, the Love Loop Head content marketing planning workshop, getting the most from your videos for web and social. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, cool. Radio. So let's move on then to the website document. It might be useful, John, to get to arrange the local enterprise office to come in or something, you know, in terms of support for website development. And also in terms of supporting maybe collective tools.
Yeah, I'm due to meet Padraig early next year just to go through everything that's happening on Loophead to see how they will kind of come in behind what's happening. So hopefully early January we'll have a plan with him.
Yeah, and I'm happy to also create like a one-page document to give an overarching view of what you've done, but where the gaps are. Like I can make a business case for you.
Yeah, that'd be very useful.
Yeah, so that's no problem.
And can I just say that the trading online vouchers is definitely open again. So that is a wonderful opportunity for anybody who hasn't started yet.
Is there two parts that I looked it up? And is there one for businesses who have 10 employees, and then is there individual? No, I don't know. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
It's for up to 10 employees.
Oh yeah.
If you're individual,
I wasn't wearing my glasses. That's probably it. The car, like around my mother in between.
It's not just the websites. There's all sorts with it. So don't go to a web developer and have them snaffle all the money.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
This is the document for the web developer.
No. This is the trading online voucher.
Yeah, no, but this checklist is the document for the web developer.
Yeah.
Okay. So good for all of us, even those of us who currently have a website in terms of a checklist. So whether you decide to create your own or to get a professional, here's what you want to be looking for. So you need to register your own domain name, for example, loveloophead.com. Okay. Some people, when they are setting up their business, they actually might buy multiple domains. So for example, I have digitaltraining.ie, I have digitaltraininginstitute.ie, and I have digitaltraininginstitute.com. Why is that? Because I want to own the brand and I don't want a competing organization to have it. .com domains are €10, €9.99. A .ie domain will be a little bit more expensive, between €20 and €25. You buy your domain for 1 year or 3 years or 5 years, okay? I always search domain name availability on irishdomains.com, okay? So if I'm looking for a new domain, they've got a really good search bar. You put it in and it'll list .ie.com. Do you want me to show you that?
I think it would be good if people haven't done this before.
Joanne, I just have a small question.
Yeah.
We kind of were trying to figure out for our business name the importance of having a .ie domain versus a .com. Because most people, when they go search, me personally, I always go .com for everything. I don't go .ie, even though I'm in Ireland. How important is it to have a .ie as well as a .com, or is it important to have only one?
If you can afford it, I would always try and get my .ie as well. And what you're going to do is you're going to repoint them. So if you have two domains for the same website, you repoint one to the other, okay? So for example, if I go to Digital Training Institute, it will redirect to digitaltraining.ie.
But on her question on if they have to choose one, is it .com or .ie? It depends on the audience who's setting sent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I still have kind of issue with that because, or I'm trying to figure it out, because for example, if we have a tourism business, it's mostly overseas that are coming, so they're going .com, but my business is located in Ireland. So I kind of struggle to,
well,
to rationalize it.
So most people won't put the domain name in, they'll put the name of the company in. If you've got good brand awareness, they'll put in the name of your company into Google. If they don't have good brand awareness and they don't know what your company does, they're going to be putting keywords in. Okay.
Okay. Well, then maybe the question is, for keywords, does it matter if it's .ie or .com?
For keywords, no. But what does matter is if the name of the business is in your domain.
Okay. I have a question, Joanne. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're developing your website, and you decide .ie or .com, do you have to get your web developer to redirect from one to the other? That's his job, is it? Or do we do it?
Yeah, so what you need to get for that is called the DNS records for a redirect, and they are within your hosting account.
DNS,
but the developer does it.
Okay.
So Sheila says in chat, and you have a better chance that the domain name is still available if you choose .ie. Yeah, very good point. First of all, you've got to search for what domain name. Do we want to do this as an exercise, Martina, here, in terms of we were searching for your domain name?
If it doesn't take up too much time and...
No, because I have to, it'll allow me to show everyone how it works.
Okay.
So what were you thinking for your domain name?
We'll use Emerald Irish Tours.
You don't own this currently?
I do, yeah.
No, so I'm looking for one that is not owned.
Look for auto. Oh no, hold on.
Doesn't really matter, it's an exercise.
Bed alarm system.
This is a really good domain name, right? Because it's a keyword. It's a long tail keyword. So I'm putting in bed alarm system. And it's going to now tell me what's available to buy on the domain marketplace. Ooh, so we have all of them available. So this is where, yeah, I'd be now coming in going, these are all available. What am I going to buy? .co.uk is now important. And I've actually bought .co.uk for my businesses because now the UK is out out of the EU. So we've got .ie, you've got .com, you've got .co.uk, .info.org, .net, .eu. So now you're at the stage, well, they're available. Which one are you inclined to go for? We can see the .com one for 2 years is $9.95 a year. The .ie one for 3 years is $24.95 a year. So .ie is more expensive. If you can afford it, I would buy both.
And you just mentioned that .co.uk is important now. So, you know, I know about the UK, et cetera, leaving, but why is that important if people are searching? Like, what would be the importance of having a .uk as well, like from a practicality, I suppose, standpoint?
Yeah. For me, if I'm selling a service into the UK, it gives them the sense that, you know, we're trading in the UK as well. For you, .com probably would do. You're selling a product, it's global. If you wanted to make a decision on it.
So you're saying a product.com, and if it was a service, you would need .co.uk as well?
Not need, but it's a choice. If I was making an informed choice, I would buy .co.uk.
Okay.
Essentially on the international market, I mean .com means that you're the first. Normally you try and get .com because that's the original, that's the so by having .com shows internationally that you're significant internationally. By having .ie, it shows that you're, you know, all about Ireland. So both have messages, but .com certainly has a certain credibility to it, especially if the name is pretty cool as well. And I think Google probably internationally will rank .com ahead of .ie. I've only heard that. I don't know the numbers on that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. If you were to put the work into one and you have a limited budget, like you just go.
But you know, you only have one website. If you're putting the work into one, it's one website. You don't have a second website.
Yeah, so if you had both domains, Martina, you'd have the main one, say .com would be your main one, or .ie. The other one would, when you type it in, it would just take you to your main website.
So it'd be forward. No. I know that, but I'm trying to determine, is it even worth having the second one? Because if you're going to put all the money into marketing and keywords, is it just nice to have versus?
Well, you're also taking it off the market. So let's say there's an Irish competitor.
Okay, got it then.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you're trying to own the brand.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody else can get their hands on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that was useful for the others. Anybody else got any other question on the hosting? And you can see it's an annual fee, but you can buy for 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, actually up to 10 years.
I never realized that. I thought it was just 1 year.
I usually buy them for 3 or 5.
Yeah, I would too now. Yeah.
And you get reminders. So you will get a reminder to say your domain renewal is up in 30 days. And you then can have it on auto renewal or not on auto renewal. And even things like within 3 or 5 years, your business card might change, right? It might be updated. And if it's on auto renewal, it'll still give you a 30-day notification. And then if the card doesn't work because you've updated it, it will hold it for you for another period of, let's say, 72 hours. Before they release it onto the open market. So that's where we start with the domain name. Okay, so let's go back to our document. Your hosting. So you need to have your website hosted. It's like telephone line rental. It needs to be hosted somewhere. You could also use Irish domains for your hosting. You have Black Knight, you have SiteGround. These are Irish companies, entirely up to you. They all do the same thing. The pricing might be slightly different. I know a lot of people use GoDaddy, not an Irish company. I tend to use Irish companies because I like to be able to call somebody. And I've always been able to call somebody at Irish Domains or at Black Knight. So web hosting needs to happen. And you can have your hosting on an individual server or on a shared server. It's less costly on a shared server. But if you don't have a huge amount of traffic, that's absolutely fine. in terms of costs for website hosting. So this will be your website, your domain name, and also your managing your emails. I pay mine annually. So it's probably in the region of maybe €150 to €200 per year. So again, if you're doing a spreadsheet of all your costs, you need to take that into consideration. Anyone else got any other hosting companies that you use that you're happy with?
Joanne, on the email thing, can I ask how many internal email addresses do you have associated with yours that you pay the $150 for?
So I have probably 4 or 5. I've got accounts. I've got 3 team members' names, and then I've got an info.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's a good question. Something to think about. What email addresses am I going to have? Just have one if it's just you. You can always add to them. You can always add to them. So start off with one.
One of the options now is obviously Google. You can get Google to host your email. Your email, and you get all the benefits of Gmail, but the also the benefits of having your own .com address. But then it's not Irish.
I think it's really important to have an info at your website address rather than a Gmail address if you're in business.
Yeah, you can do that in Google. So yeah. Kim, you can actually buy So you move your and then you buy per, and then you get charged per email address, so €5 per whatever per email address.
I use Ionos. It was 1&1. I've had them for about 15. I don't know when I first had my first website. They're really good because I do all the hosting people give you all your stats and analytics, all that kind of stuff.
I've never had that from a hosting company, Kelly.
Yeah, it's quite a big platform. You can manage all your webmail, all that kind of stuff. You can sign up for stats. You can build websites.
Will you put that name in the chat?
Yeah. And they're not English, but they work. I think they're Scandinavian.
Efficient, Kim.
They're very, very good. They're very
Chinese.
Good.
Chinese.
No, they're not.
Martina says that my host, Ian Shannon, has great customer service.
Yeah.
And it's County Clare based. So there you go. And John's put in a nice blog post there. Pros and cons versus IE and .com domain names.
Fab.
Why do you think you should have, what's the benefit of having, of not using a Gmail email address?
Yeah, I just agree with Kim. It's kind of just what it says, that you own your own domain name and you're using, you know, info at your company or first name at your company. Just as
it certainly did when Hotmail was around. There was a sort of status thing that you didn't look professional enough. But I think that's kind of changed a lot now. I'm not so sure people notice as much. I don't know. I may be wrong.
No, I would never have a Gmail. Not for my business. It's just doesn't look right. Doesn't look professional. Yeah. I don't. So it's a personal choice. It's totally up to you. I don't think it looks professional. Everybody can have a Gmail account. Anybody can have one.
I think even now, if I see one associated with the business, kind of go, geez, are they a hacker or a scammer somewhere? I think it's just that security worry for people. And I know that, you know, you can still scam people from an official website account, but I suppose it's just a peace of mind thing that it looks outwardly such and such, you know?
I was going to agree with Mikey there. I got an email the other day for an invoice and it said @gmail.com. So there is that thing, you don't have the official branding, so you are a bit sceptical of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just ask a question? I'm a bit confused. If you have your brand name or whatever, or your company name, but what's the difference between that and having your name as a name of your, do you know what I mean? We say, Joanne, you're almost like an entity yourself, and then you've got your digital marketing. Yeah. Does that make sense? So I'm a bit confused about, when do they both cross over, or is one an email, or are both so combined that, do you know, some people have .ie or .com, or maybe, you know, their name with Joanne Sweeney Digital Marketing.
Yeah.
I'm a bit confused about that.
So are you talking about, like, joannesweeney.com.
Yeah, or Joanne Sweeney, I don't know, marketing.com. Do you know?
Oh, yes. So put their, your name and your brand.
Oh, no, not the, you know, whatever your entity yourself. But, you know, sometimes people put something at the end and then that's their almost brand name or their company name, we say.
So that's personal branding is a thing, that you build the brand of you and that becomes as big as the company brand. But, you know, it's down to personal choice. Anyone in the group have a business where their name is in the business?
Kim, you would be for artist.
I've had kimtittychai.com in UK forever.
Yeah.
And I also have Sona Studio. I've got about 30 different domains, but they will point at different pages on the website. The website will be, say, kimtittychai.com. The Sona Studio will also point to that, and various other ones will also point to that, like my book titles, all that kind of stuff, because I bought all my book title domains as well, mm-hmm. which does add up. And one thing I will point out when you do have domains is that you will get odd emails coming through saying someone's stolen your domain or you've got to do this or whatever. Just make sure that email is from your hosting site and not from some bastard trying to muck you about. You will get odd people trying to scam you, but always make sure it's from your hosting. You'll start to recognize. You know, it's like when you see all the emails come in. That's what I mean about having a Gmail or a Hotmail address. You'll see all the Gmail ones and then you'll see proper email addresses.
So Frances, it's entirely up to you whether you have your name as your domain name or whether you have a company name. Public figures, politicians, artists would buy their domain. You can also buy your domain, your own name, domain name if you wish, or have a separate, but I think about the business and what the business name is.
I bought my name domain and I haven't even done anything with it. I just don't want somebody else to have it, just in case. You know.
So we've bought our domain name. We have our hosting package. Now what's going to be the look and the feel? So colors and fonts for your brand identity. And that also takes in point four, get a logo created if you don't already have one. I was working with some libraries yesterday and I was like, what's your logo? They're like, we don't have one. And they were using the outside of a photo of their building as their profile photos on their social networks. You really need a brand identity. It's really, really important. Again, you could create your own, or, you know, if you don't have much money starting off, you can get freelancers and designers on fiverr.com that will do it for, I don't know, maybe less than 50 euro. But your visual identity is really important. It's a combination of your logo and the colors that are associated with your brand. Anyone not have a brand identity or a logo yet? Margaret, so, is it on the plan, Margaret?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of hard because it's a self-catering accommodation. So, you know, it's just thinking, like you were saying about the outside of the building, you know, I have to put more thought into just putting the outside of the house, you know, in a way, our website.
What's the name of the business?
Atlantic Way Lodge.
Oh, what a great name. Mm-hmm. What a great name.
I haven't checked to see if it's gone or not, but anyway.
Have you checked?
No, I haven't actually, no.
Grab it, Margaret.
It's a great, it is a great name. I mean, I just feel like I want to go there. Atlantic Way Lodge. Mm-hmm. That is brilliant. Yeah, your visual identity. What would people think about visual identity? For me, it adds then another layer of, how would I describe it, of just quality to a business having a visual identity. Because what you're presenting is is putting value on your product. That's what you're doing. Your domain name, your email addresses, your visual identity, all of those are putting a commercial value on your business and on your offering. And I honestly think that that also directly correlates to pricing. Atlantic Way Lodge.
Yeah.
These are kind of like foundation things in terms of when you buy them, when you design it, it's there, it's done, but it'll carry you for years, completely carry you for years.
That's taken.
All I'd say. Or England.
.ie is gone.
By lads in Kilrush. Sorry, lads in Kilcar and Donegal.
Okay.
Oh, in Kilcar.
But the .com one is available.
Yeah, that .com.
My first thought, Donegal.
Atlantic Way Lodge. And actually where I'm from in Downings, we have the Atlantic Way. Like it goes around.
What about Atlantic Waves Lodge?
Well, it's up. Like that's what I've been on marketing. Well, you know.
Oh no, I wouldn't change my business name to get
the only other thing I was thinking, like it's in Myarta. So if I put Atlantic Way Lodge, Myarta.
No.
Take the rest of the market before the one in Donegal comes after you.
There's .com.
Yeah, I'll take
plenty good.
Yeah. Get the .com.
Yes.
.com. Although .com
is there.
Even
.eu. Yeah.
And the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although
we'll all chip in, Margaret.
just illustrates why you need to buy all of them if you're going for something. Like that lady and the other lady is going to be really pissed off when she sees the other ones have all gone, and it's going to disrupt her business. So if it's not a great deal of investment to secure your business ongoing if you stick with everything.
Yes, true.
Okay, great. Any questions on visual identity? This is also covered probably in a trading online voucher. I know there are people who are doing packages in terms of, we'll do your website, create your logo, create your visual identity, create branded templates. So if you need that, maybe try and source somebody who will give you a package of everything.
If you're developing your website and you're using the training package,
yeah.
Naomi at Lopez Studios did my identity card or my brand name.
Yeah.
And she's very good. So Naomi Lopez Studios and Carrie Gold.
Will you put her name there into chat for people?
Yeah.
That would be great. And so she did your visual identity. Did she also do your website, or did you have somebody separate do it?
I had somebody separate do the website.
Yeah.
But she did the brochures and the business card. The identity, my trademark.
Yeah.
I work with a web developer and a brand identity guy, lady, and we do all three. We offer the digital marketing, the branding, and the website all under the Trading Online Voucher Scheme. So it's a complete package.
Very good.
And paid for by the government.
Yeah. So it's a good point to think about, what do I need as we're going through this, because getting your website up is step one. It needs to be managed and maintained, and you need content, your visual identity, and then the digital marketing. So yeah, see how far your voucher will go. Definitely shop around. Okay, then it's gathering the information for the content. We had this conversation during the Love Looped session, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Whereas a developer will design and build and do the coding, but they're not going to write the content. The content has to come from somewhere, and mainly it comes from you guys. Okay, so start thinking about what main pages you want on your website. The homepage will be an overview. The about section about your company, who are the people, what do you do, what's your story, the services that you're offering, maybe there's more than one. If you have products, making sure that you have a description, You have photographs, reviews of those products or services, and as much detail as possible. If I'm thinking about the bed alarm system as a product, as an example, I'd really like to see it in action. So a how-to or an explainer video would be really, really useful. So anything that needs explaining, because people will buy based on having all the information. So make sure that you leave nothing out and ask somebody else to review your content who maybe doesn't know your product, somebody who doesn't know your business, because they'll quickly be able to ask questions and then you'll see where you have gaps. If you have reviews, add those in as well. A blog is really important. We know that the blog is the dynamic part of the website. It changes most. Because if we have a brochure type website where we're not transacting, so there's no e-commerce, it's going to become like a brochure or a static site. So you need something on that website that is constantly being updated, and the blog can do that for you. And then, of course, contact details. And then, based on our earlier conversations in the course, the importance of landing pages, what are going to be the main sales or squeeze pages where you want people to convert? Okay. Tony's reminding us that you have to be in business for at least 6 months with account details in order to qualify for the trading online voucher. So if you're not there yet, we're in December now, maybe you're going to work towards June. So gathering content for your website. Who here has a website that's a brochure type website and maybe isn't being updated? Who's got an e-commerce website that there's transactions happening, and who's got websites with blogs? Just to get a different sense for the people who are embarking on this web journey. What's been your experience? So I would update my website once to twice a week. Annabelle, e-commerce and blogs. So what are you selling, Annabelle? Are you selling courses, services where people can purchase online?
Just the courses online at the moment.
Perfect. And the blog. So that's a website that has got a lot of activity.
So the blog's heading towards a membership group as well next year.
Excellent. So that's even more activity. Anyone else got an experience of their website, what you're doing, how you're maintaining it, what level of content you're adding to it? For those of you who have a website or thinking about it, this is a very important point. If you go and spend the money on your website and then you think my job is done, don't. It's the start of your digital journey. And that is your shop. That's going to be bringing you the sales. So you need to think about it like that. You need to think about how much attention and love you're giving your site. Kim says, I have an old brochure type website that will be an e-commerce site, hopefully in January, separate blog on Blogger. Okay, great. Be lovely, Kim, to get that blog onto that website. Francis says, the iwdg.ie website, we have WooCommerce and an online shop for membership courses and merchandise. Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a lot of activity.
Well, I mean, it's a combination of a huge amount of people on the site, but I do the merchandise for the WooCommerce. That's what I'm doing, working on.
And can you tell me what
Tria and Chilla, and there's about 10, you know, who update it all the time, and who there's like about 10 people who, maybe not even 10.
Can you tell me what IWDG stands for?
Oh, sorry, Irish Whale and Dolphin Group.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The Rush. Yeah.
Yeah. So that gets a lot of traffic then.
Yeah. This time of the year, we have, for the shop part, it's very busy because we have calendars and, you know, memberships and adopt a whale, adopt a dolphin, and
amazing,
you know, all these kind of things. Yeah. So I'm afraid to open my mouth. But yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, think about, honestly, merchandising, Love Loop Head and merchandising. I can just see it now. Think about memberships. Annabelle and Frances have already spoken about memberships.
There's a lot more to a shop. It's like, you're kind of dealing with people personally and things like that. So for memberships to get that, I think Chilla and Treya, and there's loads of people. You just have to keep pushing. Chilla's been doing these fantastic pushing towards the shop as such. And videos, and Trey, obviously, Simon,
okay, really, guys, I want you to think, because when we get to the digital marketing strategy piece, I want you to be able to come back and to say, what is going to be the constant of my website? What part of it is going to be constantly updated? Really, really think about that, because the world has changed and people are transacting online. They trust the online world. If you've got a trusted site and you match what they want, what can you sell? What can you offer? Grania says she's got a brochure on her site so people can download it, right? She sells consultations. So that's a transaction. She's selling her time, her consultations. She's selling vouchers and a big focus on blogs. Last night, she started a free downloadable templates to get emails from guests to the website. Brilliant. What she wants to do is she wants to convert the anonymous traffic that's coming to her site into qualified leads. Okay. And that then is coming from individual landing pages. Her templates are on a specific landing page. Okay, so content, gotta write it, make sure it's always updated. If you're adding new products, new services, constantly add to the website. Images and designing hero banners for individual pages. So a hero banner is just maybe like a featured image at the top of the page. For you guys in tourism and retail, and certainly original photography will sell. I saw that the Western Development Commission have developed a repository library for photographs that people can use. And they started off with County Sligo. Did you see that? They launched it last week. And they're intending to do every county within their remit. And I think they cover Donegal to Kerry, right? Is there a central photographic database for Love Loop Head that people will be able to tap into?
There is Kim. Is Kim here? Kim's temporarily missing. Kim's got a database collecting photos all the time for Loop Head tourism. And then at the moment, Camille and Kirsten are collecting photos for Loop Head together. So it's just, and I'm sure there's others. There's quite a lot of photos around Loop Head.
Yeah, that would be great. Anybody else? So Martina, I'm thinking about your bed alarm system. Product photography is really important.
Yeah, we haven't figured that one out yet. We're just trying to figure out how to do that. Because we're doing the interviews and we're doing the academy with Matt and Nullick, but product is so different, trying to photograph of something and how to, I think it's an art all in itself.
It is, and this is where, investing in a photographer for a couple of hours will be useful. Because if you think about it, photo and video and content is going to be the thing that sells the product or the service. And it's definitely worth the investment. And again, not sure the manufacturer or the supplier that you're getting them off. Sometimes if you're buying products from a third party, they will provide marketing material and product photography.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah. Okay. So they might have a marketing pack and technical specifications, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Grania says, Gary Collins Photography. I know Gary. He's got great special offers on product photography at the moment, and he's Clare-based. He's a great guy. I've worked with him before through the CLDC and the Digital Clare. And Annabelle says you can get photography as part of the trading online voucher scheme. Okay, great. So now we're adding more to our list in terms of what the trading online voucher scheme can do. Videos. Got videos. John, were you going to say something?
Yeah, just for Kim, because Kim's back. Kim, maybe just a quick overview of the photo database that you've pulled together for Lupet Tourism. How it works, and when we hear you, when you're not mute.
Yes, sorry. It's the most popular phrase apparently for 2020. You're on mute. I am building a database of all the images that are copyright free or that we have permission for with visitors' content. And it will be available somehow magically, and John will make it happen. I will work out how to do it. It will. I don't know how you make it so that everybody can. I'm not sure on the technology of how you make it.
Well, we'll figure that out. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, but there will be hosting pages or whatever. But I'm building up a very.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, the photographs are probably really high resolution, right?
Yeah, most of them are.
Yeah, so they're going to. And how many do you have? Do you have 100?
Oh God, no! Far more than that. We've probably got 100 folders in it. It's on its own separate hard drive. It's quite big.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's got 100 folders and probably more subfolders because there's membership, there's the towns, there's some across reference, it's a big thing. It's an amazing place and you have to try and record it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's building all the time, every week.
Okay, so that is available. The how-to we'll figure out.
Yes.
So your videos, you're going to have a feature video for your website on your homepage. You are creating that. And then video on relevant landing pages. A landing page is an individual page on a website, okay? So having a video for landing pages that you want to sell on is key. For me as a service-based business, I just talk. I record video on my phone and explain things so that they can read it, but they can also hear from me as well. So always, always include a video on a page where you want people to download. Even Grania, see for your new templates, create a video on your phone, do an explainer. That video might push them over the line. It might increase your conversions by 25%, right? It's a no-brainer if we just put the phone on the tripod, think about what we want to say and do a piece to camera. The next thing is the layout and the structure. Your web designer will come to you with this. Often they'll ask you, and Annabelle, you might share what your approach is with your team, is that they would say, give me 3 websites that you like, because web design is very subjective. And in fact, design is subjective. We have personal opinion on creative. You know what I like, you might not like. I like color. Some people might not like so much color. They might have more, you know, kind of, you know, monotone, maybe one color. So you have to have an idea, but go to 3 competitor sites across the globe that you like that are in exactly the same business as you and have a look at their layout, their structure. I will come on to Google's best practices, which you can also share with your developer. But Annabelle, what's your approach with your team?
Very similar, but I quite often recommend they look at Australia because I really like Australian websites. They're very, very good. And I think it gets people thinking. I think people are nervous to look at their own competition here. They think, I can't be seen to copy and I can't do this. But I say, just go to wherever your product is or your service or whatever you do is likely to be interesting. You know, if it's perhaps nutrition or something like that, go to California, or I just tell them to think outside the box, and that gets them to kind of start thinking internationally and start thinking slightly differently.
Yeah, that's a great point. That is a great point. Look further afield. Also, what I tend to do is I look at other websites and I take maybe one or two things that I like about them. And then I've got my kind of wish list. So what is their live chat function? You know, so they have live chat. So I get a report. I'll tell you which one I use. I get a report every Monday. And it tells me how many people, that's Talk. I use Talk, T-A-W-K. It tells me how many people hovered around the live chat option. And it sits around about 400, you know. And then if somebody sends me a live chat message and I'm not online, I get it in my email and then I can respond to them, you know, once I see that email. So I would take the features that other websites have and functionality that are in a similar business to me, and then I'm creating my own customized list.
It's kind of cherry picking, isn't it? Finding out that I just say go and look into any little bit that you like and make a note of them all, and then you build up a picture there.
Yeah. Yeah. Martin, can I ask about your involvement with your website? How did you find out? What was your approach? What did you learn from it?
Well, first of all, I had a very basic website, just a homemade job that took me a few hours to do, with a bit of help. So when this training online came up, I went for it, and I got I went to Jerome, who's a local web designer, and the ideas I had the brand name initially, so I had that, I had the brochure, I had all the work done, and I had a color scheme in my head. Mm-hmm. So once I had the colors kind of laid out, that's the details I gave him. Then he asked me to fill in the script. So once we had those kind of things put together, he jigged them around and made what I ended up with. So the colors were important. The logo was very important. And the detail we filled that in. But the detail we had to go over and over a few times to get it right. At least I hope it's right.
Is it live, Martin?
It is, yes, yeah.
Can we have a look at it? Do you mind?
Yeah, Lookpad walking tours.
You got .ie?
Yeah, I've got .ie and .com, so at least I hope I have. The thing about these, one thing you said, Joanne, you said about keeping these active. During the winter is something that isn't that active, you know, so.
Wow. Geez, I want to go for a walk there.
I tell you what, though, while I have the group there, I am doing a walk on Sunday, the 27th of January, for anybody. So while the whole group is there, and it's free, at Stillamaris at 10 o'clock, the Heritage Walk. I'll put it out in the WhatsApp later on.
Do. This is beautiful. What a wonderful first impression. Look. Wow. Look at this as well. This is called Top of the Fold. So before you scroll down, and I can WhatsApp you. Oh, it's for web, yeah. But if it's on mobile, it would bring me to WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I don't use it on desktop. Brilliant. So do you know how the eye looks at a website? The eye looks at a website like the letter F. It starts here. So look what he's got. He's got his call to action. And we go here, we go across, we go down, we go up, and we go over.
That's if you hit the logo, it actually takes you to what I'm offering.
Here?
The logo on the left-hand side. Now, can you click on that?
No, it's not clickable.
Oh, okay, then in the menu. I thought that was at it, actually.
Here.
Yeah.
Look at this. That looks lovely. On desktop. Okay, look. Then we've got subsections. And I'm sure it's as beautiful on mobile, right?
It's a slightly different layout because it's more portrait than landscape.
Yeah, of course. Wow. I love this. So your video is going to be here, right?
That's the idea now. When we get that's where we're... Yeah. I missed last week's course, so I have to go back and rehash the whole thing.
Martin, congratulations on this. This is beautiful. Look at the hyperlinks. Nice. Did you enjoy the process?
Oh, I did, yeah. Yeah.
This is lovely. You must be so proud of it.
This is the idea to make it more active. So we have to kind of, you know, that's this is why, like right. You were saying, put up blogs or put up videos or keep it active. Yeah. That's the trick, isn't it?
That's the trick. But look, see this here. These photos are amazing. But you know what this could be? Like Treya has. This could be your Instagram account, right? You could embed your Instagram account here and all the photos. Lovely. Look, the testimonials, the reviews. Fantastic. That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Let's hope it works now. That's it.
Yeah. This so now you've got to market it, right?
Yeah.
Now you've got to get your traffic there. So would you agree that the work starts now?
Of course, that's exactly it. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not being realistic. This is what we have to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And can I ask you, if you don't mind, do you have a management agreement, or how is the website being managed technically?
Technically, Jerome, who is local, has agreed on a fee basis to manage the back end of it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, because on the website, you can actually book and pay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what we yeah. So he's looking after that. So I can, if I need any changes, whatever I can't do myself, I can go directly to him.
Yeah. Can you update content yourself? Are you going to add blogs?
Yeah, I'm hoping to. You know, this is what I'm hoping to understand it better, you know.
Yeah, you could definitely do that piece, the technical piece. But even in terms of downtime, making sure that the website doesn't go down, the speed, that he's managing speed. So this is for all of us. After we have our website, who's technically managing it? Who's checking that the speed doesn't go over 3 seconds for load time? Who's checking that a plugin isn't, you know, affecting something else? Who's checking that the updates are made every month? So you need to add that in to your price list, okay?
Yeah, what happens with a web designer is that if you have to pick what you want updated, he'll do whatever you want. But if you don't remind him, he won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to keep on the case yourself.
So your text, your images, your photos, your videos, your maps, your social media links, your embedded social networks, all of that, thinking about all of that being in there, and then installing and configuring additional functionality. So I want a live chat. Martin has WhatsApp. You have forms, so to collect data, Grania has forms, so that if you want her free template for her wedding guide, you can download it in exchange for your email address. So the functionality is how people interact with the website more than just read, okay? Adding Google Analytics to the website, remember, you can only look at your analytics from the day that the analytics is set in. And then check your website on different devices. We've spoken about SEO at length in the course. The web developer is going to do technical SEO. You need to ask him or her, and it should be included in their package, that they do all the on-page SEO when it's handed over to you. They should be doing that. And then maybe from there on in, if they show you how to update it, that you do your own on-page SEO. And then off-page SEO, maybe it's included in a package. This is where we get backlinks. Backlinks from tourism directories, backlinks from lovelypet.com. Check the speed and make sure that it's backed up. The monthly technical management I spoke about. And here is a link that shows you the best practice in terms of Google design, okay? So they did a study of over 3,000 websites, and I've got the link in there. And then finally, looking at e-commerce. How are you going to pay? How can people pay with you? What partner are you going to go with? I use Stripe as my partner. Some people might use PayPal. when somebody buys something from you, do they get an automatic email to say, hey, Joanne, thank you for your purchase. We'll let you know when it's dispatched. That's kind of important for trust. All of this can be automated, but you need to think about what is the purchasing journey when somebody buys and transacts from your website. Even with Grainne's template, Grainne, do you have a thank you page? So the thank you page loads and says, thank you, Joanne, for downloading my template. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget that my upcoming webinar to tell you how to use this template is coming up in a week. So your thank you page is very, very important. Shipping and delivery, if you've got product, maybe if it's a course, when's the start date? Do they get an automatic login set of login details? And then your live chat function that we spoke about, and then send your website to a focus group of customers to test. So this document can be sent when you're starting off. It's a nice checklist for when you are updating your website or doing a review. And I think I see Lorcan has joined us. Good morning, Lorcan.
Morning, Joanne.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. How are you?
Very good, very good. So what we're just going to do, if you don't mind, we're going to have a break before we jump on the next session. So guys, you can take a break. I'll have a chat to Lorcan. And so we're just gone 25 past. So if you take 15 minutes now and come back at 22, and then we'll jump over to Lorcan. I will pause the recording. Actually, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop the recording at this point.